what it was.
Right, let's see. I will be there, you may be sure. Morty.
The original was folded inside a card case in McPherson's left-hand trouser pocket.
He took it with him on his morning stroll?
He did.
What was the writing like?
Undoubtedly feminine, rather scrawling, done with a well-worn nib and perfectly ordinary ink.
And the paper?
Rather better quality than my cheap writing
pad. It wasn't meant as a criticism. Did you know this, Morty?
No, but Stackhurst enlightened me. Miss Maud Berrim lives in Fulworth with her father and her brother. She's the beauty of the neighborhood, Holmes. Quite a one.
Did Stackhurst know about her connection with McPherson?
No. The full details only came to light later when the police went through McPherson's things at the school. The romance had been conducted in great secrecy.
The soup begins to thicken.
See what you meant about memorable phrases of your own.
What else do you know about the girl?
Her father's something of a man of substance in this village. Owns all the fishing boats and bathing huts. He worked his way up from nothing.
Someone like that can be fiercely protective. And the dead man had arranged an assignation with his daughter. Was he married, McPherson?
No.
And he had a good job with excellent prospects. Why the secrecy?
That was obviously something that had to be investigated. Stackhurst and I came here to talk to the Bellamys that same afternoon.
And?
Ah, here come the sandwiches. A supreme example of how enthusiasm can triumph over limited technique.
Oh, you think so?
No, you.
I don't know that triumph is exactly the word I'd use.
The stress and strain of city life seems to be taking its toll on you, Watson. Hmm? Whatever happened to the tolerant man I used to live with?
A man only has so much tolerance in his soul, Holmes. You soak it out of me like a sponge.
Take you me for a sponge, my lord?
Macbeth.
Oh, Hamlet, Act 4, Scene 2, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. I'm surprised you didn't remember that.
Holmes, no one remembers Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. Most of the time, you can't even tell them apart.
I can't say I've ever had any problems. Oh, we're wasting time.
What do you mean, we?
Tell me about your interview with the Bellamys.
Would you care for a toffee apple?
No, I would not care for a toffee apple, thank you.
But Mr. Bellamy proved to be a middle-aged man with a flaming red beard and a generous head of hair.
Did he indeed?
You're containing your enthusiasm, Doctor. And I must admit that I had much the same thought.
The lion's mane.
And was also in a very angry mood.
I'm of the opinion, sir, and my son's of like mind, that Mr. McPherson's attentions to Maud were insulting.
Insulting? That's a strange attitude.
The word marriage was never mentioned, and there were letters and meetings and a great deal more of which neither of us could approve.
So much for the secret liaison. I was right then, protective. Unless, of course, young McPherson really was just using the girl. You knew him pretty well. What did you think?
A little respectful, old-fashioned sort, rather quiet. An admirable son-in-law, or so I'd have thought.
Did you ask Bellamy just why he objected so strongly?
I was about to, when the lady herself came in.
Well, what was she like?
Women have seldom been an attraction to me, Watson.
Seldom? Are you saying that she was an exception?
Certainly not.
Holmes, you're supposed to be giving me data, remember? Just tell me what she was like.
She would have graced any assembly in the world. A perfect, clear-cut face, delicate colouring, poise and control. No young man could have crossed her path unscathed. Watson.
What?
I've devoted my life to exploring the dark side of humanity. What have I missed?
There's no way to answer that.
No logical way, perhaps. And my brain has always governed my heart.
Not always.
What was it you wrote? All emotions were abhorrent to his cold, precise mind.
Early days. I hardly knew you then.
I've always prided myself on my detachment. A woman would have been a distraction.
I must remember to tell Jean you said so.
I meant my own wife, not yours.
But Holmes, are you deliberately trying to stop me solving this mystery?
No, certainly not. It's infernally noisy here.
Let's see what other delights Falworth Village has to offer.
Oh, that's better.
Cooler, certainly.
Yes.